for the rare early show on a Saturday night. Wow.
I like it early.
Remember, he'll be back here on Tuesday night, too. We have a few seats open, anybody interested. A lot of great shows coming down here. The Nighthawks this coming week. We got Gracie Curran coming in here. You got to talk about Gracie Curran.
I love her.
Gracie, yeah. You know, she'll be here. Great, great. She's a brand new CD out, so come on down and support her. We got Harper coming. There's a lot of people. We got the
Nighthawks
board up there. Night. What already said tonight? Yeah, he's bringing his didgeridoo right here in the country store. But hey, we got a party here tonight. Yes, he's back. It's like a cold. You get it every 3 months. But we love it. We love having it. Let's give it up for Albert Castillo. How about it?
Albert, are you still sick with Walter Trout disease?
Walter Trout disease?
Yeah, you told me you had that one time.
What's Walter Trout? I must have been drunk.
It's like insane fast guitar playing.
Yes, I have Walter Trout disease.
Okay.
Your mic on?
No.
Mine's on.
Was your plug in? No, it's not. No,
it wasn't. I want you to see the future.
Jimmy Pritchard, detach this cable.
Jimmy Pritchard took the cable off. Pulled the cable off.
Hey, hey.
How's everybody doing? It's great to be back.
Hey.
Hey, there's an echo in here.
Hey.
It sounds good. How's it sound, Gino? Is it all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give it up for the wonderful staff here at the country store. The only place where you can hear the blues. Buy a six-pack of Scotch tissue and a quarter pound of gabagool. Yes!
Thank you.
Feeling good. I want to thank Gino for texting me this morning. I thought we were going on at 7:30 like we always did. He texted me. Man, that was a close call, man. We came from Falls Church, Virginia. It took us 8 hours to get here. Not really. It was like 7.
5.
It took a while. DC is a bitch. It's great to be back. So we just put out this new album, and it came out, it's doing very well, masterpiece. It's doing very well, came out in May, and it debuted on the Billboard chart at number 2. Yeah. We're back up. Yeah. I did bring CDs. And the whole album wouldn't have come about if I hadn't found out about my daughter last year. And is it? You sold the CD? The one I gave you? I don't know how I feel about that. Oh, okay, cool. So this album would not have happened if it wasn't for my daughter who found me last year. Thank you. She is beautiful. She's inside and out. I'm glad, you know, I wasn't around, so she could have turned out bad. But she didn't. She turned out great. I got 2 great grandkids.
Designer jeans.
Yes. She's just like me. She got a little bit of her mother. She's more of me. But,
what are we doing? Is this, what are we doing next?
Yeah. So this song's about, yeah, let's do Keep On Swing. This song's about my grandson inspired me on this song from the album. And he's 5 years old. His name is Avery, and he's a great kid. He's really smart, but he's very sensitive. And I was talking to my daughter on the phone about a year ago, and he was crying about something. I go, what's the matter with him? What's he crying about? Well, this kid at school told him he was drawing the letter Y wrong, and he got all upset. He's all upset about it. I said, well, that's okay. Just tell him to get me that little bastard's address. And my daughter said, no, I can't do that. I said, okay. Well, just tell him that there's more than one way to draw a Y, and that he didn't do anything wrong. And I tell him that kid was full of malarkey. She goes, full of what? She's 30 years old. She doesn't know these words. This lingo. So I tell him, full of malarkey. I said, okay, I'll tell him. And she told him what I said. And he goes, what's malarkey? And he started laughing. So he forgot about what he was even mad about. So it got me to thinking what I missed out, you know, in terms of giving advice to my daughter all these years. I'm now passing on my twisted, demented values onto my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels good. And that's what this song is about. And this song is called Keep On Swinging.
Family values.
Family values, yes.
You're throwing me off.
Thank you.
I'm letting the band dictate the sets. I got a new band now.
No flavor.
They're awesome. I miss Jimmy very much. Jimmy had to move back to Delaware to take care of his mom, so there's no really arguing with that. You got to take care of family's everything. And so he's going to come by on Tuesday and visit. Would you sit in with us? Yeah, it's going to be great. So Brian, my old drummer Brian, he just got married.
I know.
And he said, I do. And she said, no, you don't. You're going to stay your ass at home. You're not playing anymore. And so now we got on drums, we got Ephraim Lowell. I don't know if you know Ephraim, but if he looks familiar to you, he used to play with an awesome band called Room Full of Blues from 2006 to 2012. That might be so it's great to have him here. So they want to do this song. I'm letting them, you know, they're getting comfortable with the tunes, and I'm letting them call the shots on the set. And, I kind of overrode them on that last one. So they want to play Big Toe right now, so we'll do Big Toe. Ready? A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Then I'll fuck my bitch up.
drinking tonight, aren't
you? Orson Welles over here drank like a half a gallon of wine yesterday.
I have three glasses today.
Three glasses. Well, some expensive wine. Was it, what, $40 bar tab?
Yeah, the
three
wine
glasses?
Is $9.
Did somebody sprinkle gold dust in the pan?
I hope so.
She is the designated driver tonight. It happens.
So if you feel like buying beers for Albert and I.
What are we doing? What do you want to do now? This is a song about doing too much drinking. As a man. This is actually a Johnny Winter song. Does anybody love Johnny Winter?
Yeah.
The greatest compliment I ever got in the business. I have very low self-esteem and I'm very sensitive like my grandson. I know where he got it from. He got it from me. It's a very hard life. You know, sometimes you don't know if your music's getting to people and you feel down on yourself. But for one brief moment, Johnny Winter changed that. We opened up for him in Melbourne, Florida at a small regional airport. They put a festival on. It was right before he died. And we did our show. We had a great show, and one of his managers, Marion, came up to me and said, "Hey, I have a great show. Johnny wants to talk to you. Wants you to come by and say hello." I said, "Oh, that's awesome." So I went to the trailer and hung out with him for an hour. And it was the greatest conversation about music I ever had with anyone. He was in a great place before he died. Paul Nelson did a wonderful job getting him back to yes, he did. Because a year or two prior, you couldn't talk to him. But he was like very talkative. And we were talking about Junior Wells and Muddy Waters and how that album Heartagain that he produced meant so much to him to produce that record. But then he got to me. He said, "Hey, Albert, you know, it's a song you do, Bad Year Blues." And I go, "Yeah." "Did you write that song?" And I said, "Yes, I did, Johnny." He goes, "I love that song." And I go, and I went, I looked at him, I said, "Bullshit, Johnny Winter." "This is your line." And he starts laughing. He had this maniacal laugh. He goes, "Ah!" He said, "No, I'm serious." I said, "No, you're not serious. You're just being nice." And Paul Nelson said, "He's not lying, Albert. He was singing along with it when you were playing it." I said, "Well, what do you know about me? What do you know about this song?" Right? I said, "Well, I was one of the first subscribers to XM Radio. And they played that album you had a lot. And I listened to you. That's how I got into you. And so, yeah, I think you're great. And I love that song." So I went to the portalet and I crapped my pants and cried. And came back and got my control of my emotions and talked to him some more. But, man, it really meant a lot to me coming from him. So when I went to record the new album at Mike Zito's house, which is just the next town over from where Johnny was born and raised, I said, "We need to do a Johnny Winter song." And he said, "Absolutely." So he let me pick one out. And this was from the Still Alive and Well album. And it's a song called "Too Much Second Off." And I want to dedicate this song to our bass player tonight. Too much alcohol, we're going to call it tonight.
No thanks for you.
She was fine. She didn't do that.
She still played. With a lampshade on her head.
From the five.
Thank you.
what you're doing. You know you live your life too fast.
Well,
going to do a song from the new record. So we get a lot of airplay on XM. In fact, I heard it on the way over here. We almost heard it. We were in Baltimore, approaching the tunnel. And it was great because they had the little promo before the song came out. They playing new and current blues and on XM radio. And then the lady goes, and the lady got my name right. She said, here's Albert Castilla. And I'm like, wow, she got my name right. Man, the song comes on. And then we hit the tunnel. And then there was an accident right outside the tunnel. So I heard the first verse and then it died. And then
was it Shamika?
No, it wasn't Shamika. It was there, whatever, whoever was doing the voiceover. Did Shamika play me? I heard she played me on it. She's doing tones. Oh, good. That's cool. So this is a song I wrote with the help of Mike Zito. It's about my daughter and how she changed my life and how she filled my life. Because I don't even remember what life was like before she came along. I kind of forgot about all that. It's like my life began over again. It's like it's pretty amazing. I spent most of my adult life, which began when I last saw her mother, I guess, and feeling like a piece of me was missing. And it wasn't because of her mother or anything. It just always just felt like that. And then this happens. And you figure out that that was the missing piece. So that's what the song's about. So it's called Bring On the Rain. And
here we go. Do you remember how to start this? All right. Count it. Count the song for once.
Bring out the rain.
Pam. Shit. That's what I said when I wrote it. Well, the first draft. The first draft was shit. I gotta change this. Change a few things. She likes that one. She likes that one. It was on 90%. Well, yeah, most of that song was about her or the grandkids or something. It was all. It's funny how something like that boosts your creativity. Something like that, like.
You saw your future.
Well, it just opened up a lot of. You know, I wrote this album and very quickly. It's like stuff started flowing out of me, and I was under pressure from the label to do an album, and then all of a sudden this happens. And I had a lot to say. All of a sudden. Let me give you an example of how the subject matter of my music has changed. So I'm writing all about, you know, how my life changed. I'm being a father and a grandfather. I'm looking through life through the prism of a father and a grandfather now. But before that, there were songs like this. Put some stank on it.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Come from a different place, though. I'm out. Well, I'm good. Yeah, I gotta play it.
Michelle was thrilled.
That's how I wrote love songs before I found out about my daughter. This is for you, dear.
And she stays.
Gee, thanks. I love you too, Kyle.
She stays.
Put some stank on it, is? Well, kind of. No, you're kind of right. I'm gonna need a shot in a minute. One, two, three, go! contract. No, there's no negatives to any of it. I like his life, you know? This song is totally unrelated to anything going on in my life. It was inspired by the Game of Thrones. Anybody watch the Game of Thrones? Big man, you watch the Game of Thrones? You know who this song is about? Lady Sansa. You know Lady Sansa? For those of you who don't know, Game of Thrones is a great show. I highly recommend it. Don't act cool. Like, I'm not going to watch it because everybody else watches it. It's so popular. But there's a reason why it's popular. It's great. But there's this character. Her name's Lady Sansa. And she hooked up with this guy named Littlefinger. And this guy was an asshole. He put her through, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, he got her in a whole bunch of pickles and just bad situations for 5 seasons. Had her married off to some weird dude and almost had her killed a couple of times, set her up for murder. I mean, it was a very toxic relationship. For 5 seasons, she put up with it. Finally, she empowered herself. And the second season to last, she had him killed. She just got no breakup letter, just killed him. But for 5 seasons, I was like, man, what are you doing with this dude? Get away, hop on a dragon, get away from him. So this kind of song kind of inspired that. So it's a song called I Tried to Tell You. The Lady Sansa song. You always remember it as the Lady Sansa song. Or the Littlefinger song. All right? Listen to the words. It's going to be, you're going to be like, yeah, that's right.
Surround!
A what?
Slowing like a quivering line.
She's the musical director. You take it up with her. Get off my ass. Take it up with her.
Hey, you'll know when I'm on.
Have you no shame? You should dedicate it to her.
You'll know when I'm on.
Kathy. Have you no shame? That's your anthem right there.
That's good. I like that one.
You do? Which one?
That's why we do the slow one.
Wow. I'll have what he's having.
I think it's only in check.
Did they recently legalize certain things here in this state? What are you talking about? Thank you. Thank you. Called impotent rage. So I take everything out on this thing. And she keeps coming back. It's wonderful. So we're doing Have You No Shame? This is a song that was written by a man named Donnie McCormick. He was a songwriter from Atlanta, Georgia. But the late, great Sean Costello covered this song, and I heard, and it was his last record, last album. It was a beautiful album, and shortly after he passed, I decided to record this, and we'll see how this goes. We haven't played it in a while. Don't mess it up. Whoa. To me, they had a hard time resisting all this charm. Have you no shame? Have you no shame? It amounts to very much. Will the weather ever be the same? I can't see the teardrops fall the rain. My heart hurts. It hurts to the touch. Thank you. somebody else's arms. The silence between the thunder, when it gets quiet before the storm, at the edge of this love hangover. Why do I keep her? That last song was for Jen back there. She likes that song, I think. You like that song? You requested that one in the past, haven't you? Well, thank you. And she's working very hard. Tip her good, because it's not easy working for Jean. Oh, hi, Jean. I didn't know you were there. I thought you were in the kitchen.
Hi, Jean. I get it.
Hi, Jean. It really, it's great to be back. This is give it up for Gene and this wonderful, wonderful place. It's one of the most unique venues in the world, and I enjoy coming back. It's wonderful. You need to get rid of that sign so people can see the Scott's towels, man. There's plenty. I had a wicked pepper steak in D.C., so I'm going to have to stock up before we leave. That Quality Inn at the airport don't have enough paper. They wanted me to put it. They put an order in. I gotta give it to the lady. So this song's about a jealous woman who puts a voodoo roots on her old man. Yes. No. Not. Ooh, that's bad.
Thank you.
this is the song I first heard when I was a bag boy at Public Supermarket in Miami, Florida. I was 17 years old, ran out of high school. And my dad said, hey, you want to live here? That's fine, but you gotta get a job. I said, okay. So I got this job at Publix, and their slogan was, shopping is a pleasure. Working there was a different story. You know who they, and they didn't let you work for tips. You couldn't take tips, but you had a system. People want to give you tips. You, hey, just slip the money in the trunk when I put the groceries in the back seat, in the trunk. And they do that, and I made pretty good tips. You know who the cheapest bastards were? The Miami Dolphins players. They were the cheapest bastards. There was like three of them. They used to go there all the time. The defensive backs of the Dolphins back in the 80s used to go shopping there. And give me that, haul two carts worth of groceries, and give me diddly. What?
Huh? What did you say?
Hey, you should love us. We gave you some of our guys, and you guys went to the Super Bowl that year, so you should be loving us.
Because nobody showed up in the game to watch.
Watch it, because I'll give you a Jay Ajayi impersonation right now. This is Jay Ajayi running down the field. But anyway, I had a crush on the cashier. And I worked up the courage to ask her out. I said, hey, you want to go out next weekend? And she said, no! I said, why not? And she said, you're not management material. Ain't that a bitch? And I said, but I make good tips. I don't want a man with tips, I want a man with benefits. I go, okay. Destroyed me, that lady. She destroyed me. I felt really bad. I went down to this bar called Tobacco Road in Miami. It was the oldest bar in Miami. And they had blues there. And they didn't card. Every other day, they didn't card. So I went there on a Wednesday and got in. And I said, bartender, give me a double Shirley Temple. Extra cherries. Got a bad sugar high that day. And went back and played this record. It was by Little Milton. Little Milton was my therapist that year. And I heard this record, and it made me feel better. And it inspired me. And 30 years later, 30 plus years later, I'm playing for y'all now. I'm very happy doing what I love. And that cashier that dumped me all those years ago is now a bag lady. Yeah! Top of the world, Ma. Success is the greatest revenge. Not that I'm bitter, mind you. This is a song called Walk the Back Streets and Cry.
That's right.
That's right.
Uh-huh. You'll be on the back streets.
Hey, you're the cashier. Baby told me not so very long ago. She said, I don't love you, Albert. And you got to let me go. That was too much for me. Thank you. That's why I walk the back streets and grind. Thank you. something to me. I just can't stay here with you. I stood and watched my baby just as far as I could see. The girl, she started running. What was that stuff?
Powers?
Yes, let me have a Powers. We're going to do one more and then we're going to take a little break. Get up for Miss Justine Tompkins on the bass. Musical director as well. Street from Low on the drums. No, don't do that, Miss. I got one. Albert Castiglia. Where's the head man with the power here? Who's the man with the power? Where's taking care of business? He's in the toilet? Is he in the loo?
Gene!
Well, drag him out. Make sure he washes his hands. Would you like to have a Powers with me?
Let's do it. I had one earlier, but the lush back there drank it all.
Who was that? Jen? Jen drank it? To the Ayatollah of rock and roll, the man of the hour, the man with the power, the man who's too sweet to be sour.
That's Albert.
I'm quoting the great Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes. Love you, Gino. Thank you for having us back. I'm gonna do a Buddy Guy song. Three, what?
You gotta say shit.
No, the other word is what he uses. This is a song called Mary Had a Little Lamb.
It was, right back.
Where are you going? Brand new t-shirts for sale. They're nice and soft and warm, and they're gray. They keep you cool. They're not warm. They're like real cool. That's some good shit you gave me there, Ken. They're really nice. It's got the new owl cover on it. If you're interested, come see me. We got plenty of sizes. We got our old stuff, our old CDs going for $10 tonight. Yeah, man. Roof Records is, well, Roof Records, they let me out of my contract, and but I had to buy the last remaining copies of Up All Night from them. So I want to get rid of them, so I'm selling them for $10. $5, so it's
thank you.
right back, y'all.
Everybody, give it up for Abbott Castilla. Yeah. In the bank. Yes. All right, everybody, we're going to do it one more time. Remember, he'll be back Tuesday, next week, the 16th.
Woo!
I got about six seats open, so...
Please, people, don't be so excited about that.
If you don't have any... Oh, wait, maybe they'll be excited about this, Albert.
What's that, Gene?
Stay tuned to DiamondStateBlues.com, because Albert might be coming back in November.
Woo!
For the Diamond State Blues Society's Blues Harvest 2019, up at the Reef. So, it's not confirmed yet. It's almost confirmed, but it's not confirmed yet. Still stitching it together.
Are we potentially the only ones going to be in this thing, or are they the other?
No, there's other bands, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
What?
No. All right, everybody, let's give it up one more time for Albert Castillo.
Thank you. This is a song called Woman Don't Lie.
Oh, all women lie, my brother.
Wait a minute, Jess. It's Woman Don't Lie.
Baby, woman lie.
I put a comma.
Let's go, woman.
I got references.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
I was having a photo of that.
One, two, three.
We'll be right back.
We got a request. Nathan in the kitchen want to hear a song. And so we're going to do this for him. What? Who? He want to hear a song. He's a fan. Is it not possible for people to be a fan of my music in the kitchen? I have you know that it's very... It makes breading chicken a lot easier. Listen to my music. So this is a song. I don't know why he likes this song. It's called Quit Your Bitching. Yeah. I know if that's a reference to y'all finicky people. Maybe about Gene.
Yeah, that's so funny you requested
that. Yeah, there's quite a few people this song could be about.
That's so funny you requested that.
Not naming names, Jen, but it could be a number of people in this town. But he wants to hear this. He made my food, so I have to. And he's going to make my food on Tuesday, so I don't want to piss him off. So here we go. Nate, this is for you, bud. And don't lick my Bluebell ice cream either. I ordered some ice cream. Don't make me look at it twice. Come home late at night. I just want to drink, and you just want to fight. Nag, nag, nag. That's all I hear from you. Might be you, man. Better quit y'all bitching before I lose my cool. Now this is my wife's least favorite verse. Your mother's just as bad. She never liked me at all. The old bat's got a screw loose. Treats me like a dog. Blah, blah, blah. That's all I hear from you. You better quit your bitching before I lose my
Thank you.
On Tuesday, Nathan will sing harmonies on that song. He's been working on it. He's got a high harmony on that. For a big dude, he has a very high falsetto range. It's very impressive. Nathan, you want to show us your falsetto? He's butchering a pig right now. He can't talk. Hey, man, you going to sing the high harmony? Dude, say quit your bitch. Sing quit your bitching for a minute. Sing the
quit your
bitching. What the hell? That was Curtis Mayfield shit. Quit your bitching. Man. You gotta sing Tuesday. Tuesday. Better get out of that kitchen. What's going on? Is he all right?
He's live.
He's live?
You're live.
Me too.
How's he? Tell him I said it.
Yeah, yes.
You're live.
Are we disturbing your moment with Strap Iron?
Who, me?
Yeah, are we disturbing you? You sure? I want you to be able to hear each other. Which one? Jesus?
Scrap, what's up, man? I'm here in Delaware.
He was just yelling at you.
I love you, man.
Facebook land. If you liked what you heard, we'll be back here on Tuesday at the St. George's Country Store, where you can get a six-pack of Scotts, a quarter pound of Gabagool, and a full-course dinner with a side of blues. Wow, I can't believe I said that without screwing it up. Be there or be square, my babies. July 16th in historic downtown St. George's. Who's with me? Show the peoples. Show the peoples. Where my dogs at? Eleanor. I love you. We miss you. I wish you were here. Come Tuesday if you can. You're feeling up for it. Come here Tuesday.
Love you, Eleanor.
Hey, tell everybody. Tell Eleanor how you feel about it.
Love you.
Yeah, see you Tuesday.
If we get Nathan to sing, will you come out?
Watch it, Tom.
Well,
Jet Air.
Let's do Just Like Jesus. You're welcome. That's a good song. I like it.
It was written by a good friend of mine, Mr. Graham Drought, from the Ico Ico Blues Band in Miami, Florida. It's a great songwriter. He wrote a lot of the songs some of the songs that I've been playing tonight. He wrote a lot of songs for me. Big Toe, he wrote, what else did he write? You don't know? You should. The Powers is fogging up my mind. I think we need Mr. Powers to start the reset button so that I can figure out what other songs. This is one of them. Just Like Jesus. He also wrote Where the Devil Makes His Deals.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Hey, Gene.
The drummer needs to go to Betty Ford. That's what he needs to go to. I drink in moderation. He drinks and forget it. He turns into Gene Krupa after he smoked a weed.
Cool.
Which is Freddie King? Oh, they don't know that one yet.
Okay,
I gotta show them. We're building it. We're building up the repertoire. I'm just kidding. You can ask me. Boy Scouts. My scout master was Foster Brooks. He taught me how to make a fire with two pieces of wood and a shot of powers in my hand. It wasn't easy. Can't tell you where we put the sticks, but we made it work. Cheers, Gino. Jen. We'll be right back. low down Sunday afternoon, stuck in a cold old hotel room, trembling like a stray cat in a sack. Now I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. Oh yeah. It's been a long time since we've done this song.
It's so beautiful.
Now imagine how great it is if I remember the lyrics. Remember the other part of this verse?
Want me to look it up for you?
Yeah, could you? I got it. Sky above that's blue is now bloody red. Color of the pain inside my head. Make it all fade to black. I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. The sun ring around the moon, angels singing softly out of tune. I'm like a train rolling off the track. I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. Out there where the hammer hits the stone, out there where the bullet hits the bone. Simple life suddenly abstract. I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. We'll be right back. I'm a tree with very twisted roots, some very strange and bitter fruits. I'm like a train rolling off the track. I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. Mercy on this homemade misery. Simple life, suddenly abstract. I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. I'm feeling like Jesus just came back. Slow songs tonight. We got House of the Rising Sun. A gentleman in the back wants to hear Loan Me a Dime. Are you guys depressed? What's going on?
Play the boogie.
Play the boogie? What are you on? What is your drink of choice? You gonna call my mother? Why, is she holding something for you?
Damn, man.
My mother is probably watching. Do you, is that Facebook Live?
Hi, Esther.
She's out of control on that Facebook.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great. You have to live with her.
I might.
She's a wonderful woman. Just a little out of control on the Facebook. That's all.
Later. He who goes live.
What should we do? You guys want slow songs? We gotta pick it up a little bit. I got one. Lori wanted to hear a Freddie King song, but we couldn't do it. We're gonna do this one, and it's Boogie Funk, Freddie's Boogie. It's a Freddie King kind of thing.
Thank you.
got very little time left, and two slow songs were requested. So we're going to jam them together into one big, sad, depressing, slow song. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're all family here. We can cram shit together. Natasha, she won't film it if it sucks. And we'll be okay. And I hope you won't film it either. Don't publish it. You can film it. Don't publish it.
Of course.
This is really attitude. I would like to introduce the band. On the bass, from Frenchtown, New Jersey, Miss Justine Tompkins. On the drums from Peterborough, New Hampshire, Mr. Ephraim Lowell. For those of you who don't know where Peterborough is, it's next to Milford. Used to be. gone so long. You know it's worse. She was a good girl. At that time, I just did not understand. I know she was a good. Thank you. down in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been the rule of many a poor boy. Lord, I know.
Albert Castillo, thank you so much. All right, everybody, let's give it up for Albert Castillo.